Saturday, 38 week ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book, from the letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 18 to 26. What difference does it make as long as in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is being proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Indeed, I shall continue to rejoice, for I know that it will result in deliverance for me through the prayers and support from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. My eager expectation and hope is that I shall not be put to shame in any way, but that with all boldness, now as always, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. I do not know which I shall choose. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet, that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. And this I know with confidence that I shall remain and continue in the service of all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that your boasting in Christ Jesus may abound on account of me when I come to you again. Second, the Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 14, verses 7 to 11. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humble, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The true ways of life to follow Christ or the world. Living in the world, a reason is always being divided between the true ways of life. The way of Christ and the worldly way. The Christ way demands humility, charity, and sacrifice for others, while the worldly way pay attention only to honor, power, and protection of individual profits. In the first reading, the author of the letter to the Philippians highlights the way of Christ's disciple by letting Christ to be the centerpiece of all his activities. In the Gospel, dry countered with the worldly way when he bred the virtue of humility and won all the damages caused by human pride. Second analysis. A third reading. Let Christ to be the center for all human activities. Third point. Christ must be the cause and the ultimate end for all human activities. Saint Paul put on and permitted Christ to the point that he could utter the words during his prison in Rome. My eager expectation and hope is that I shall not be put to shame in any way, but that with all boldness, now as always, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. The cause of his life is Christ, and the ultimate end of his life is also Christ. In his letter to the Romans, he ascertained, if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. See Rome chapter 14, verse 8. This idea is also similar with what he mentioned today. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. Second point. Because of Christ, we break the gospel for the people. Many people view the preaching of the gospel for other purposes, such as fame, power, and material gain. But to St. Paul, Christ's true disciple is the one who preaches the gospel not for any other purpose, but only for Christ. There were many people who felt happy when Christ was in prison so that they can freely control the community. But St. Paul still positively recognized the benefit from their works. He said, what difference does it make, as long as in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is being proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Indeed, I shall continue to rejoice, for I know that it will result in deliverance for me through the prayers and support from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The third point. The joy achieved when people know Christ. The love of Christ should not be separated from the love for people. Moreover, the love for people is the measure stick for the love of Christ. The joy one had when he see others to know Christ should be the premium price for those who preach the gospel. The love for others called St. Paul to be divided between the two choices. Either desire to die to be with Christ forever because this is the bad part, or to remain in this world because this will be benefited for others. At last, Paul chose to remain for others' benefit. He said, and this I know with confidence that I shall remain and continue in the service of all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that your boasting in Christ Jesus may abound on account of me when I come to you again. second the gospel. Who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Third point, man loves vain glory and high places. Jesus gave a popular example to teach people to be humble if to occupy a higher place in the wedding. Jewish ancient custom is different with our today's society, in which the host arranged the guest seats and had people to lead guests to their seats. At Jesus' time, guests chose their own seats depending on their judging. The only one who knows the arrangement of seats is the host. Guests do not know who are invited and their relationship with the host. This is why Jesus advised his disciples, when you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the place of honor. Let a more eminent man than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, give place to this man. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when the host come, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. Second point, God loves the lowly. At the verse of the Magnificat state, God had put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. See Luke chapter 1, verse 52. Jesus also declared many times in the gospel, who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. How could people learn from the lesson of humility? The most efficient way is to learn the truth about God, others, and oneself. First, to know God. All things we are possessing belong to God. Nothing belongs to us. If everything is of God, why could we be proud of ourselves? Our life, it also belongs to Him. When it is time to die, we cannot say no to Him. Second, to know of oneself. Our knowledge is so limited comparing to vast knowledge of humankind. And whatever we accomplish is so small comparing to so many important works of Arthur. Third, to know Arthur. Many of great men and women lived a humble life. The Blessed Mary, even she, the Mother of God, acknowledge that she was only God's made servant. She was prayed by generation after generation as the most blessed one, was only because of God's grace. Saint Thomas Aquinas, the author of the great work Summa Theologiae, denied continuing to try. The reason, as he confessed, is that whatever he had written about are stories comparing to God's truth. If these great people are so humble, what do we have to be bragged about? Application in life. We are unable to learn to know about Christ. But like Saint Paul, we must put on Christ and let him to be the centerpiece for all activities in our life. The best and wise way is always humbly choosing the lowest place when we attend public events. Once we choose third place, we shall no longer fear be losing faith or competition of others. We shall have the true peace in our soul. To learn the true humility, we need to learn truth about God, ourselves, and others. Once we already know about the truth, we shall know our place in relation to God and others. Amen.